Good morning. Welcome back to the 9 till noon show. It's good to have you on board for this program on this Tuesday morning. A request in for a very special person. It's a very happy birthday to our own Donald Kavanagh from all of us in the Relay Survivors Choir. We'd be lost without you, Donald. Have a great day. Didn't know that. That's news to me. Happy birthday, Donald, of course, from all your colleagues here at Highland Radio as well. A caller says, not everyone will ask for help. I was a single dad with four kids and I struggled and worried a lot, but I wouldn't or couldn't ask anyone for help. But you should, you know, at least, at the very least, contact the likes of MABS, who can help you to sort out your finances. It's an independent third party, effectively, and you tell them your outgoings, you tell them your debts and what have you, and they'll be able to give you advice. I don't think you should try and deal with it on your own, especially as a single parent looking after four children. Now, it seems to be in past tense, so hopefully things are better for you now. But please, there's no harm in asking for help. And you could be the person that someone asks for help into the future and you would help them. How do I join Legal Coleman, asks a listener. Well, you can email defectiveblocks@colemanlegal.ie or Google Coleman Legal. They have a telephone number there. But if you want to email them, defectiveblocks@colemanlegal.ie. €1 billion spent on accommodation for Ukrainians while our hospitals are broken and facilities for the elderly and disabled are woeful. No wonder people are angry. The Ukrainians are laughing at us. Really? Do you think Ukrainians are laughing at us? Would you like to be in a Ukrainian city with Russian drones and missiles landing down on it with your children, not knowing if they'll see the morning? I don't think they're here for the fun of it. A caller says, I'm married for 40 years, no memory problems. Why my wife makes sure I forget nothing. Good. It's a good woman there, making sure you're kept in line. Can council tenants sign up for this? Contact Coleman Legal's the advice there. The present government will wait until someone dies, and unfortunately this is going to happen when you look at the state of some of the homes. Indeed, but I used to think that if that were to happen, very sadly, tragically, that it might change things. I'm at the point now where I don't think it would. It felt like that would early on, that everyone would go, oh my God, this is unbelievable. We can't, I just don't know if it would do it anymore. Thank you. Have plaintiffs notified the courts that they are using third-party funding? I believe the answer is no. This should be done. Well, I can't imagine at this point that any of the parties involved aren't aware as to how this is being fought. And I would be incredibly surprised if any of the named parties, if they thought they could get out of this, they're already pumping a fortune into it, presumably, that if they thought that they could get out of it simply by saying third party funding is illegal, that it wouldn't be progressing as it is. Now, as I say, I'm no legal expert, but it's cracking on. The other parties are engaging with it. I would have imagined that would have come up by this at this point. Why do the banks, the government and the insurance companies not get together and sort it out? That the outside skin can be replaced in the house to get insurance. What's wrong with this country? Yeah, we got that one yesterday. I don't think the outside skin's enough for a lot of people either. Hi, just sending this message to you, highlighting a fabulous group of people that run a charity event every year since 2014. In a show and tractor run in the Mallintown area on Sunday the 4th of June with a massive barbecue and dance afterwards in Mallin Stables. These guys and girls have raised over €176,000 since it started, all given to local charities. Wow, okay, that sounds like a cracking day out. Beautiful weather, tractor run, everyone having a laugh, dancing, barbecue. Lovely day out for you if you want to support that tractor run in Mallintown on Sunday the 4th of June. Hi, Greg. Not a rally follower, really, but want to know the areas for the stages, what townlands, villages, etc. it goes through. Now, we might do a run-through of all of this with Oisin and the crew. I'm sure we will closer to the time. The routes are out there and available because I know they've already been out and about informing local residents of road closures and what have you. Off the top of my head, I don't know. I'm sure the information is available on the rally website if you have access to that. If not, a little closer to the time, we'll be running through a lot of that as well. Hi, Greg. I live in Donegal. We can't say specifically where it is just at this point. When the local quarry is blasting rock, the houses locally are shaking. Surely this is affecting the structural integrity of the properties. What testing did Donegal County Council do during the blasting at the quarry? And I think any of us that have lived near a quarry will remember when the blast goes off, you do feel the ground shake, the ground rumble. I presume the houses are able to take it, but I suppose if you have a defective blocks and what have you, it could have an impact. Remember when the apartments in Dublin got 100% redress overnight because a lot of politicians and their families owned them, believes that listener. Interesting to hear clergy say at Sunday Mass at the cathedral that they're bringing the collection plates back as well as the voluntary donation boxes at the church doors, introduced because of the pandemic. The reason given, rising costs of heating. Seems the church are never shy or silent when appealing for cash. Pity they're so quiet when it comes to other issues. I understand where you're coming from. I think there's a far more openness and transparency in churches nowadays, but I take your point. It's not, I don't really have a dog in the fight there. Four-lane road down to one inward lane on Bank Holiday Monday morning in Northern Ireland. The company are planting trees in the centre. It's unbelievable. That comes in from Daniel, indeed. But the traffic through Letterkenny, and it's not even traffic looking to go to Letterkenny, going to the west of Donegal up towards Fannad or out towards other areas of the county, all having to go through one lane. Crazy stuff, isn't it? But anyway, I'm always told that you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. It is a Tuesday, which means we have Community Garda information for you. So stay where you are, because after the break, and if you want to watch it too, hop on to our socials. After the break, we will bring you the very latest appeals and information from An Garda Síochána here first before you see or read it anywhere else. So make sure to stay tuned. And as I say, if you want to watch it, get onto our website. Get onto YouTube's a good spot, Highland Radio Ireland. Like and subscribe there. It's always good for us. And Facebook as well.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 91260025.
Okay, it is Tuesday the 30th of May 2023, and it's time for the latest edition of Community Garda Information. And we're joined in studio today by Garda Grainne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. Good morning to you, Grainne.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you so much for joining us and good to have you in. Right, okay, we'll start with appeals. And Garda, you're looking for the public's assistance in relation to a road traffic collision in Manor Cunningham.
Yeah, this collision happened at Galdena, Manor Cunningham, just yesterday, Monday the 29th. 9th of May, shortly before 5:15 p.m. So this collision involved a car and a motorcycle. The motorcyclist was removed from the scene by ambulance. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital, where he remains to receive treatment for injuries sustained. The driver and passenger of the car, they were also taken into hospital, but as a precautionary measure. So the car and the motorcycle, they were both travelling in the same direction from Raphoe towards Newton Cunningham at the time of the collision on the L1214. And so we appeal to anybody who was travelling on that stretch of road, as always, who had a dash cam, that would be invaluable if they could make that footage available to us. If anybody witnessed the collision, Gardaí have spoken to a number of people already. So if there's somebody out there who witnessed it, Gardaí haven't made contact with them yet or haven't spoken to them, we would ask them to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
OK, Gardaí also investigating a burglary in Remelton.
Yeah, so this one happened at the office. It's at the Procol House, belonging to St Mary's Church there on the Tank Road in Remelton. So it was the office off the Procol House that the lock was broken on the door. There was damage caused to the door frame. This happened between 6:30 p.m. on Thursday the 25th of May and 9 a.m. on Friday the 26th. So the lock, again, was broken. Damage was caused. Entry was gained to the office, we believe, but nothing was taken. So if anybody's seen anybody in or around the grounds of the Procol House between those dates, observed any sort of suspicious activity, give Gardaí in Milford a call on 915-3060.
Okay, and Gardaí in Milford also investigating an assault in Milford.
Yeah, this assault happened on the Convent Road in Milford on Wednesday the 24th of May in and around 3:55 p.m. So quite a worrying incident, this one. A boy was walking home from school. He was assaulted by two males. These males were not known to him. This boy was taken by ambulance to Letterkenny Hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. So we're anxious to further this investigation. And we ask again, any witnesses in that area may have seen the incident. Anybody who was travelling in that area who had a dash cam, again, please drop the footage into us and we'll go through the footage. Gardaí can be contacted again on Milford on 91 53060, or the Garda Confidential line. We understand sometimes people don't want to ring their local station, so contact the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Yeah, and just to be clear, when you make an appeal like that, it's not necessarily a witness. I mean, obviously, ideally, if someone were to have witnessed it and have that type of information, but it's the maybe events leading up to it, or people walking in that area, or people leaving that area, or anything like that there that may assist in the investigation, presumably is useful. You don't necessarily have to have actually witnessed the incident itself.
Of course, yeah. So before or after the incident, as you said, anybody on foot in that area, if they captured them on dash cam footage, any cars even pulled in at that area with people gathered around cars, anything that seemed a bit untoward, if they felt that they may have captured it in dash cam footage, or indeed if they seen it and can describe some of the people involved, we ask them to make contact with us.
Yeah, and such an incident, thankfully, is seemingly rare. We want to get to the bottom of that one as soon as possible.
Of course, yeah. And there was an incident quite similar to that one in Stranorler back, I think, maybe a couple of months ago. There was a schoolboy walking home from school. So, of course, yeah, we're very, very anxious to further this investigation.
Yeah, okay. Right, criminal damage now in Convoy.
Yeah, so in the early hours of Sunday, the 28th of May, this happened in around 3:35 a.m. Well, that's the time actually that the Gardaí were alerted to the fact a derelict house was on fire at the Main Street Convoy. So when the Gardaí got there, the fire services were there, they were fighting the blaze. So the fire was extinguished. Thankfully, nobody was in the house at the time of the fire. Nobody was injured as a result of the fire. So we haven't ruled out the possibility this fire may have been started deliberately. So again, anybody with any relevant information, we're asking them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91 67 100. Again, anybody who had dash cam footage who may have travelled in that area, even between 2:45 a.m. and 3:30 a.m. And as you've explained before, it's only a matter of dropping the footage into us. We'll go through the footage then.
Yeah, exactly. Because even, you know, I'm pretty technically advanced, I would hope. But to start going through it all, you know, yourself, we don't want any barriers to people making that stuff available.
It's time consuming,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
we'll take care of that end of things.
You have your teams available to do that. Okay. Right. Now we are talking about criminal damage in Carndonagh, I believe.
Yeah, this incident happened at Millbrae Heights in Carndonagh. So this happened between 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. on Tuesday, the 23rd of May. So a car, a white Vauxhall Astra, parked up at that location and the rear windscreen was smashed. So no property was stolen from the car. We appeal to anybody, again, broad daylight, you know, daylight hours. We're hopeful that somebody may have seen or heard something out of the ordinary in that area, and it might benefit our investigation greatly. So we ask them to contact Buncrana Gardaí on 932-0540 if they observed anything that might be of benefit to us.
Right, okay. Now, Gardaí investigating the theft of a large plastic ice cream cone.
Yes, so this theft happened from occurred at a premises at the Glencar Shopping Centre on Sunday, the 21st of May. So CCTV has been viewed. Now, it's believed the theft was carried out by two males and one female in around 6:32 a.m. actually on the footage that the theft occurred. So the two males wore their hoods up, as did the female. The female was wearing a pink kind of a zippy top with a hood and pink or similar coloured, light coloured tracksuit bottoms. These three then left that area. They left in the general direction of the Dr. McGinley Road. So again, we're hopeful, look, if somebody's gone up the street carrying, it's one of the giant plastic ice cream cones.
So it'd be two men and a woman and a almost man-sized ice cream cone.
Exactly. So then we're hopeful, look, taxi drivers, hopefully somebody may have observed this. You know, it would stand out if you've seen this coming up the street.
Do you know if there was a flake in it?
I'm not, no, I just didn't delve into it in that detail. Now, I'm not sure.
It's a large ice cream cone anyway.
It's a large ice cream cone. So again, anybody with a dash cam, you know, somebody would remember if they passed these people on foot with a giant ice cream cone. So if you did observe them and you have a dash cam, please drop that footage into us. And again, listen, somebody has seen this cone. It hasn't, if a cone appears, a giant ice cream cone has appeared in your living room, your friend's apartment, somebody knows something about this, and we ask them. These things are quite expensive, and times
are hard. To replace it, for a business to replace it, it's they're out a couple of hundred. I don't know how much it might be, or it could have been disposed somewhere as well, presumably Grania. So maybe you know, people can keep an eye behind walls or whatever.
Of course, yeah, it could be in dumb summer, yeah, but yeah. Times are hard. You know, times are hard for businesses. They're struggling with all the bills they have to pay at the minute, and we're anxious to have this item returned to the owner. So again, look, dash cam footage. If anybody travelled in the areas off the circular road there where the Glencare Shopping Centre is located, the Dr. McGinley Road, or even up around the Meadowbank area, to make that footage available
all
to
right.
us.
And if the business is listening and wants to let us know who they are, and this is separate to the Garda information, we'll give you a good plug as well, because it is ice cream weather, and you know, it is an important marketing tool. And as you say, people have information. It's just a case of divulging it. Would you appeal to those who might have it to drop it somewhere?
Well, it would, of course, and I think actually the owner of this item is very eager just to have it
back,
returned.
Course,
they want it returned.
Yeah.
You know, they're at the financial loss of it, and as you said, it's ice cream weather. You know, it's a marketing tool for them. They're very eager to have it returned. So even look to whoever did take it, might have been a moment of madness, silliness, a silly decision. Drop it back.
Yeah.
Even
and
drop
as I
it
say,
back.
You know, headline writers are going to have a field day with it. But I'd love if we can help the business by giving them a plug too as well. So maybe something good can come out of it and then they can get it back as well. So get in touch with us. I'd be more than happy to do that. Right. Okay. Now, was that the theft from Glencare? It was. So we're moving on now to the theft of vehicles.
Yeah, a number of vehicles were stolen. Actually, 3 vehicles in the Letterkenny area. This is only over the last number of days. Mm. So we'll go to the first one. It was a silver Toyota Aqua. Registration number 152D32563. This car was stolen from Duffy's Lane at Rosemount, there down the town, Letterkenny, between 11 p.m. on Wednesday the 24th of May and 10 a.m. on Thursday the 25th. So this car had been locked. The car was with the key was with the owner, and this car has not yet been located. The second vehicle then was a black Toyota Aqua, again Toyota Aqua, registration number 162DL3146. This was stolen from a driveway in the area of Glencare Park, Letterkenny, between 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 26th of May and in and around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday the 27th of May. So Gardaí, this car was located actually. Gardaí received a report just before 3:50 a.m. on Saturday the 27th. This car was on fire. Mm. It was found in the Fair Green Hill area of Letterkenny. Again, in this case, the keys had been with the owner. The car had been locked at the time of the theft. So that car was located. So the third car that was stolen was a red Toyota Vitz, registration number 060121790. This was stolen from Chestnut Grove in Letterkenny. And between Saturday the 27th of May at 9 a.m. and Sunday the 28th of May at 7 p.m. And this car is outstanding as well. It hasn't been located to date.
I mean, it's interesting that all three are Toyotas. All were locked, all keys, well, two of them were locked and the keys with the owners. I'm just wondering, it's maybe not for you or I, Grania, to wonder why, if it's a coincidence or if people who steal cars see a particular vulnerability. I don't know, it might be worth checking with your dealer just to tease that out with them, because it's 3 in short
very
space.
Similar, yeah, Japanese models, you know, and they're imported cars, but we're going to get to that now in a minute.
Yeah, okay, well, you go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. No, we have a piece of advice now.
Do you? I should have read the notes, my bad.
Yeah, no, okay. No, so look at, again, we appeal to anybody who has any relevant information in relation to any of these 3 car thefts to make contact with us in Letterkenny. Look, if anybody observed any activity, suspicious activity in any of the areas named between these dates, we want to hear from them. And of course, if anybody comes across either of the 2 outstanding stolen cars, we would ask them to contact us immediately. I'll just give the reg number of those 2 again. So the first one is a silver Toyota Aqua, registration number 152D32563. And the second one is a red Toyota Vitz, registration number 060121790. Those are the 2 that haven't been located yet.
And the vehicles might not have those number plates on at the moment. Could be sitting in a car park somewhere or whatever as well. So again, you know, we're pretty intuitive here in the Northwest. So if people come across them, they'll know, even if the number plates change, that the cars that we're talking of. Right, so, I mean, obviously the Gardaí have compiled some stats on this, Grania.
Yeah, no, I think we give out this information. This isn't a thing that has just started to happen this week. So this has been going on over the number of months. We have noticed a rise in these types of cars, imported cars. So statistics from the Garda Síochána showed a growth in car theft offences. This is driven by the theft of second-hand imported cars from outside Europe. It's due, really, I suppose, to the lack of security features in the most commonly stolen imported vehicles. Mm. So many second-hand car imports do not have a fully fitted car alarm system, and they don't have a fitted immobiliser. This makes them vulnerable to hot wiring. So if the model has a keyless ignition, it is possible, it's been proven that it's possible to pick up a signal from the key fob. Even if the key fob's in the house, it's possible to pick up the signal from outside, you know, if the key's in the house from where the car's parked. So just look, a short bit of advice. So buyers should check the security features of their vehicles and make decisions relating to augmenting the security of their vehicle. So for cars without an immobiliser, an additional steering wheel lock or chain could be considered.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll put these details up on the Facebook page after a while too.
Yeah, for people. And you know, when you're insuring your car, they'll ask you what security systems you have in place and all that kind of stuff. So good to know that information, because you don't want anything that would invalidate your insurance anyway. And I'm not talking about these cases, but just in terms of other people and future claims. Right. Okay, we are heading into the June bank holiday weekend. It's a long holiday weekend. It's going to be busy because the weather is good, and I think the summer truly, truly kicks off now. So lots of us are going to be sharing the same spaces, be it on land or at sea for that matter.
Yep.
What's the Garda message, Grainne?
Yeah, our usual, look, our usual road safety. We'll start with that, our usual road safety message. So bank holidays, they bring increased volume onto the roads, traffic volume, and this brings an increased risk of collision. So we're asking everybody, look, the usual road safety appeal, please use roads responsibly. It's a shared space. We all have to share it, cyclists, pedestrians and motorists. So drivers, firstly, they're asked to slow down, wear their seatbelt, don't drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Don't hold your mobile phone while driving. And I was watching a clip yesterday, it was very enlightening. It was about a lorry driver over in the UK who had, he just glanced at the phone or whatever, and he ploughed into a load of cars. And there was an interview then with the driver from prison and how remorseful he was for that seconds, you know, the lapse of concentration. Mm-hmm. And he actually killed three people as a result, but it showed the footage from the crash and it was absolutely, it was terrifying. Yeah. And, you know, I think the amount of people that do use their mobile phones, they hear a ping, they look at their phone.
Yeah.
That ping, the text, whatever it is, alert, it can wait. It's not worth risking your life or other people's lives.
And I think, too, the way that is phrased as well, you know, going back, it's not that long ago, but it seems like a lifetime ago, where the phone was for taking calls or answering a text. But now it can be people on Spotify, or it could be people taking a snap or whatever it might be. If it's in your hand, it might as well be a phone call. It is an offence.
Yeah, it is. And of course, and when you're texting and your eyes are totally off the road, you know, and all of us, I'm guilty of this too, our phone's attached to our hand 24/7 and you'd find yourself there looking at the phone, scrolling needlessly for no reason, just pure habit.
Yep.
I think it's a habit. And people do, like, you know, if they hear a ping, just please do think twice. The ping is not urgent, you know, it's not a... Maybe an alert to tell you your shopping orders are on the way, or your dinner's ready at home or something. That's not worth killing yourself or others over.
No.
So please put the phone away, put it in silent in the glove compartment till your journey's complete.
Now, also to pedestrians, and there's been a number of tragic cases recently, and cyclists as well, account for a number of our deaths on our roads as well. So we have to be aware as motorists of them, and they have to be aware of us as well.
Of course, pedestrians and cyclists alike, they have to ensure that they're highly visible at all times. You know, the onus isn't always on the driver of the car. I mean, there's a responsibility in pedestrians and cyclists to make sure your lights are working, make sure that you have adequate high-vis gear on you when you're out on the country roads, and that you're alert also. Yeah. Drivers have to be alert, but also pedestrians, cyclists remain alert at all times.
And to make sure as well... make sure as well too that you might be heading out in broad daylight, but you could be returning in dusk as well.
Exactly. And it's no look, even you're going out in broad daylight, wear the high-vis vest.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't hurt to wear it, and it does make you highly visible. It's a great benefit to drivers there if you're in a high-vis vest on the roads.
Right, so Gardaí will be out and about, I'm sure.
We will, yeah. High visibility checkpoints, as with every bank holiday weekend, they'll be out conducting speed checks and drink-related and drug testing checkpoints also. So guards will be out. They will see the guards out in the roads. But look at whether you see a guard out in the road or not. The onus is on you as a driver. Please just act in a responsible manner and... you know, have a high regard for your safety and the safety of everybody else. And just seatbelts as well. I want to say that you're responsible as well for everybody in the car. If you have children, passengers in the car, refuse to leave. Don't leave until you're sure they all have their seatbelts on. And on another separate note altogether, the weekend's coming up, pubs, nightlife will be busy. you know, we would ask people, please do not accept a lift from anybody. If you know they have drink taken or drugs or whatever that case is,
someone at home. They don't care if they're woken up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Well, they will care. They'll care for a second or two possibly.
Exactly.
But they would much rather that than to get a call from us to say something, you know, a tragedy's happened. Yeah.
Because we make those decisions in the blink of an eye. And I think particularly we might be less inclined as we get older. But, you know, if you're 18, 19, 20 or 17 even, and you know, you don't want to get into trouble, you might make a wrong decision, you know.
You would, and I know myself, Pac, sure.
Yeah,
not
course,
that long ago,
since
I was a teenager altogether, and I remember it well, but you probably would. You'd be terrified to ring home. Yeah. You think, I'm going to get a chewing now if I ring home. But then when you become a parent, you realise, you know, I wouldn't care if it was 4 a.m. or if it was 5 a.m.
Exactly.
I'd rather they'd ring me, you know.
At this stage, it's probably more likely parents are listening than the young ones because they're at school. So say to them, look, never leave yourself stuck.
Yeah,
I'd always prefer the call from you than from Gran, you're one of her colleagues, or that knock at the door, which does happen. It's kind of like we say it almost as if it's just... but it happens, and it happens all the time, and it's just the call you don't want to get.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about water safety as well. You're going to have a quick word on that. And you're going to mention, aren't you, don't block piers, please.
No,
don't block piers or access to piers or where the emergency boats come from, because people just abandon their cars and their trailers absolutely everywhere. And, you know, every second counts when the emergency teams are trying to get in onto the water.
And I know the Coast Guard are regularly, especially now this time of year onwards, you will see warnings on our page and on the Coast Guard page begging people not to block a pier. You know, the Coast Guard need access at all times. It's imperative that they have access at all times. So please park responsibly. If anybody is visiting a beach or any beauty spots over the next few weeks, you know, the usual advice, don't leave valuables in your car. Leave cash at home, large amounts of cash, jewellery. Make sure your car is locked before you leave it. And just in relation to water safety, probably not our area, but I just wanted to mention, because the weather's so good and the beaches are all likely to be packed this weekend if that weather holds up. So we just want to ask people to be mindful of water safety when they're visiting the beaches. Never swim alone. Swim parallel to the shore. Don't use inflatables at the beach. Don't let children use inflatables out on the water, the seawater. Check the tide times. Check the weather. Speak to the locals. If you're not familiar with that particular spot, you know, speak to the locals before you enter the water. And always, as always, if you see someone in trouble in or near the water, call 999 or 112. Ask for the Coast Guard. So everybody, just be aware of your environment, any warning signs, and be well aware also of your own abilities around water. Don't be getting overconfident. I know
wind
the
direction
out,
too.
The wind direction,
is offshore breeze. Even if you're on a paddle board or standing up on one of those things, and I've seen it myself, in no time at all,
you're out to sea.
Especially those inflatables,
very dangerous. But just watersafety.ie, that's the website, www.watersafety.ie, for great tips for anybody going near beaches. Also, one more thing. The life buoys.
This feels familiar. It was almost
like
yesterday.
Familiar. I know.
When your brother was in here.
I know.
And
I know.
One more thing.
It must
could
be a family trait.
And one more thing.
I know. Mine will be short now. Mine will be really short.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I know. Mine will be shorter.
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I hope you brought a packed lunch. No, the life buoys, just another important one.
Yeah.
We would ask people, this was an issue, I think, was
these
last
the
summer, the year
rings,
before.
Is it?
The
yeah.
safety
yeah.
rings, yeah, that are hanging. You see them around the coast and water areas there. Just if anybody notices any of those stands empty, you know, if the ring buoy's missing, just even alert us and we can alert the relevant authorities, because life-saving devices, you know, it's important that they are where they're meant to be.
Mm.
So just everybody, look, hope everybody, whether they're on land or water this weekend, we ask them all to be safe, keep safety as a top priority, and have a good time. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. Don't be fearful, be careful.
Yep.
Yeah. Beaches.ie is also another good website where you can find out information about beaches and where there's a lifeguard or not and all that type of stuff. All right, Grania, Garda Grania Doherty, thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
That was Community Garda information for this Tuesday, the 30th of May, 2023. It returns after the 10 o'clock news next Tuesday. And don't forget, if you missed any of today's information, it's available on our website a little later, on our Facebook and the Facebook page of On Garda Síochána Conna. Back after the break. Okie dokie, welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We're joined on it now by Sinead Stewart, community volunteer in Buncrana. Sinead, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. Now, a group of local people in the Buncrana community have come together to welcome all new residents to the area. How long has this been established? Is this to sort of counter maybe, you know, anti-refugee sentiment, or has it been there all the time?
So it is quite a recent grouping, and it's not, it's, I suppose what we're trying to do more than counter the, any anti-refugee feeling is to try and unite everybody in the community, and tell everybody, just say that everybody is welcome into the town, everybody's welcome into the area, and the best way that we can fight for everything that we need, as a community is together. That's really it.
And what is the atmosphere amongst the general population then? Because sometimes it's hard to get a sense from it, because you might have someone like yourself who has one a view and is not afraid to express it. And then you might have another individual or group with their views and not afraid to express it. And they're not extreme. But, you know, then there's an awful lot of people in the general population that we don't hear of. So what is your spider senses telling you in relation to the general feeling around Inishowen about new arrivals into the area?
Well, look, anybody that I've been speaking to, generally, and I mean, we've been engaging locally there with businesses, with community groups, with all of our local reps and things like that. Anybody that we have been speaking to is generally very welcoming. Bonkrana is well known for being a welcoming place. And so it doesn't surprise me that everybody is very welcoming. What I am also hearing, though, is that some people have been reading some misinformation, shall we say, online. And then that is causing concern, a bit of fear. And then, you know, naturally enough, people do get concerned when they hear certain things being portrayed in a certain way. So what we're trying to do there is just to say, look, come and meet the people that have actually, the people who have come to our town seeking safety. Come and meet them in person, and you'll see there's nothing to be fearful of, and there's nothing to be worried about whatsoever. There's a lot of families there at the moment, small children. I spent last Thursday morning in the intercultural cafe in the exchange there, basically with a three-month-old baby in my arms, and I didn't want to let her go. But yeah, no, like that's the kind of thing that I think we need to be, and we will be hoping to run some more events like that, maybe at a slightly later time in the evenings, because look, Thursdays, 11 to 1, may not suit everybody, but I would definitely encourage everybody who can, come down and meet the new people. You know?
Yeah, but we can't ignore the fact either that there have been a couple of serious instances. There's been one successful arson attack on a property earmarked for accommodation, and also there was an attempt to launch a firework into an open window, according to the owner of the premises, of current occupied accommodation, occupied by families as well. So I'm interested in the people that are here now that have arrived recently. Are they aware of that? What do they believe it to be a minority? Do they fear for their safety going forward? What are they sensing and telling you?
Well, I just from the attendance, even the week after the firework was attempted to be, and I mean, that those two things happened within a couple of days, and those are very, very serious things. I mean, if that lit firework had gone into that room, that was a woman and children, you know, in that room, and I dread to think. But and that's what we're trying to prevent, is so that somebody doesn't go out there based on the misinformation that they're hearing online and do something similar, and where somebody has the potential to get really seriously hurt or worse. But yeah, in terms of the what we're doing there, I did notice that there was less people from that it would be accommodated in the centre that had attended the intercultural cafe that week. Now they seem to be coming back a little bit more, but just from talking to a few of them, now nobody could know every single person in the building, but from the people that I've been speaking to, generally they find Bonkrana, as I'm not surprised, to be very welcoming, but they are concerned about, you know, some of the things that they're seeing online, and they've set up a Facebook page of their own, and sometimes they're getting messages in there. And yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And this is what I kind of want to get to, the real sort of sense that there is there. Because things can't be sugarcoated either. There are people with genuine concerns. Then there are those who, in a vacuum of no information, they will fill it with stuff that makes people fearful. And as best as I can, and it's not just in Buncrana, and in fact, it's less so in Buncrana than elsewhere, I would be in contact with local Gardaí, because if people have concerns, I want to give them that platform and represent them as well, okay, in terms of instances of people being approached or crime or anything like that there. And there's no statistics from either Letterkenny or Buncrana or Donegal Town, for that matter, that indicates any spikes in that regard. But yet you hear reports of various things happening. And I appreciate what you're trying to do, but it's that vacuum of misinformation, that lack of information. As you say, history has told us, because we've had international protection people coming in for years. There's been more in the last year than previously, but for years. We've had people from Eastern Europe come into this country for years. And then they settle and they integrate. Okay, that's what history tells us. I just don't understand why this isn't being related or messaged a little bit better, and it comes down to individuals in a community having to come together to do this work.
Exactly. And I mean, this is the fault, and this is exactly what we're saying. Look, communities are feeling pretty much left in the dark, and that is the government. You know, that's government policy. Our community is, in particular, is under-resourced. We have, obviously, we have people who need full redress for their homes, for the mica or pyrite, whatever the case may be, issue that's going on. But, you know, we need more doctors. We need more services. We need decent jobs coming to this area. Those services for the people who are coming into the area, those also need to be provided. And there does need to be engagement with the community groups, with all the local reps, to let everybody know. And that this is what the problem is. You say, if people are left in a vacuum, that vacuum is going to get filled by something. And unfortunately, there are people who are in this country who are deciding to, and unfortunately, some people in the community have been taken in by it. I hope not too many, but...
And I don't want to be disrespectful, but everyone needs to, you know, we've been told for the last number of years to wake up. Everyone needs to open their eyes and form their own decisions. And if there's a playbook going there, I mean, no, why is the same thing happening everywhere in the exact same way or whatever? And some people are saying stuff that's perfectly correct. But people need to think for themselves genuinely. They really need to do. And I've got my concerns. And then there's other areas where people have concerns that I don't have concerns. But I formulate my own opinion rather than... by getting just chewing up government rhetoric or individuals' rhetoric. It doesn't matter. It's not a particular... Just get different sources of information and formulate your own opinions, and then you're truly freer than you are if you just follow what someone says as if it is absolute gospel. Who is Buncrana? Sorry, go ahead.
The government, you know what I mean? I'm not here to bat for the government and what they're doing at all. That's not what I'm here to do. What I'm hoping is that people aren't manipulated by the people who are delivering this content and stirring up hate and stirring up all that kind of stuff and fear. What I'm trying to do is make sure that more people do in fact check things out.
Yeah, but the government also do have to recognise people's genuine concern. And there is a genuine concern here. Now, the question was not very nuanced, but there was a survey carried out, and 3/4 of Irish people believe we are taking in too many refugees. Now, the question wasn't asked where they were from, where they're being housed. Is it because of services, or is it because they look different or whatever? It wasn't a very nuanced survey. But the reality is that the majority of the population have some concerns. Those concerns are genuine. They're not born of racism or what have you. And they need to be addressed and mentioned as well and recognised. And it's not for you or for me to sort that out. That's up to the government to sort out. And they need to take that on board, because that also is very useful information for people who have certain views and want to use it or in a good way or a bad way. So who is Buncrana for All, by the way? It's a diverse group.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us, but it's just literally a bunch of concerned local people, and we actually have some people now who joined us who are actually living in the centre. So we're including everybody, because what we need to do is we all together need to challenge government, and the best way to do it is, as I said, together. Look, what we need to do is make sure that we are welcoming as many people as we possibly can, making sure that the anger is not misdirected. The anger that people, and the genuine anger and frustration at the lack of services and everything like that, that should be directed at the government. They're the only people. The people who are coming into this country who have been lumped in and thrown in anywhere, everywhere, and like that, you know, they have no choice in where they're going. So it's not their fault. It is not their fault whatsoever. It's the government's fault if there's no housing, if there's no jobs, if there's no services, if there's no training. That is where we need to be directing the anger, 100%. If there is anger to direct or concerns, that's where it needs to go.
Well, all of us in this county and wherever we are, but all of us in this county and a lot of the stuff we talk about on this programme, is stuff that affects us in our everyday life. It's our income. It's what we can spend it on. It's access to the local hospital. It's access to the GP. It's supports for our children. A lot of these problems have been ever present. But I'll tell you one thing. We will not resolve anything or make any improvements if we fight against each other, if we protest against each other, if we hate on each other. We really need to park that, because the only people that are getting hurt is us. And the only people that are getting away with it are the people that make decisions. And it is crazy that we can have different points of view, but we need to stop hating on each other. I sound like I'm being all righteous and all that, but it's so true. We're getting absolutely nowhere because we're all the same.
It's the oldest trick in the book, divide and conquer. And who wins out of that? The government. Right. So if there are people who are showing up to protests or anti-refugee protests or anti-accommodation protests, what we would do is invite everybody to protest together, not at these centres, not at the people who are fleeing for their lives, most of them. That's misdirected completely. The government is getting away with it. And if you continue to go down that route, you're allowing them to get away with it. That's the communities fighting among one another. This is how the government does get away with it. So we need to stop the divide and conquer, letting them divide and conquer us, you know?
Yeah, and it's not just the government. I mean, lots of decisions are made that aren't made by government either. Okay. I presume you have a social media space.
We do.
So just search Bunkrana for All.
Bunkrana for All. We're on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. They're all very new. They were just set up and done this morning. But yeah, if you look for Bunkrana for All on Facebook.
Are they open or closed groups?
So that's just a page.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody's welcome. Okay. Everybody. That's the thing. It's not about a closed talking shop at all. We invite everybody to come and join us, everybody from the community, and most importantly, get everybody in to welcome and to fight, you know, together for what we need as a community. We are very under-resourced. We are historically been under-resourced, and the only way that that's going to change is together. That's it.
Okay, Sinead Stewart, thank you very much indeed. Sinead's a community volunteer in Bunkrana. 086 60 25,000, WhatsApps and text to that number, 086 60 25,000, or give us a call on 07491 20 05491 25,000. They are back. Health and well-being event taking place in the Finn Valley Centre on Thursday the 8th of June. Let's get more information now from Monica Ramsey, member of the Finn Valley Health Forum. Hiya, Monica.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you with us. Okay, talk to us about this health and well-being event.
So I suppose this is an event we've been running now for quite a few years, although our last event was 2019, where, and due to COVID, of course, we haven't run it since. So we're back now, and we're delighted to be back. And this event really is, I suppose, just to highlight the importance of health and well-being in a very holistic way as well, for people in the community. be it being part of a community group, being part of your community, being involved in different activities or whatever, and also to showcase all the different services that are available there that support health and well-being in the community.
All right.
So that's really what
there's
we're
three,
about.
Free health and, checks. There's a blood pressure check, blood sugars, BMI, and I think you catch people too that maybe aren't going to the GP or haven't been. And, you know, some people have had the blood pressure or blood sugar, so particularly blood pressure checked at events like this, and it's changed their lives because obviously we know often if you have high blood pressure, it's symptomless, and even really healthy people sometimes can find themselves finding out for the first time. It's really manageable. A lot of stuff that you'll identify if in the rare event that you might is really manageable. So knowledge is power in this area. Sample alternative therapies, health food tasting, community activities, information. There's lots going on.
There's a lot going on, and I suppose going back to the BMI checks and blood pressure checks, they are so important, and we tend to leave things maybe sitting on the long finger for a while, even if we aren't feeling well. But as you rightly said too, a lot of people don't have symptoms, and we have in the past identified people who maybe had dangerously high blood pressure or very seriously high sugar levels as well, and they were able to take, you know, action then. And I suppose one of the things I would like to highlight is that we will have clinical teams from the community, the Chronic Disease Management Hub, who will be there, cardio, respiratory and diabetes care. And, you know, and we also have our breast care nurse and dietetics as well. And I suppose in the normal run of events, if you needed to see any of those people, you would need to go to your GP and be referred. Now, obviously, they're not going to be doing consultations on the night, but just having them there, being able to go up and ask the question or have a talk with them will be so beneficial to so many people. So we would encourage as many people as possible to come along and, to come there and avail of all the services that are there on the night.
Great. It's a free event. It's open to the public. All welcome. It's in the Finn Valley Centre, Stranorlar, Thursday the 8th of June between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. There's a raffle with great prizes as well. 60 stands. In the past, over 500 people have attended. It's going to be a great evening, Monica. Thanks so much for joining us. Is there something you want to say? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, can I just say too, on the night there will be parking. The Finn Valley Centre have very graciously allowed us to park on the lower football field at the Finn Valley Centre. So that will alleviate some of the parking issues because it is a very busy spot there. And with the detours around Balbuffet at the moment, that's a great help to us. And also, just before I go, I would like to say that the event will be launched on the night with the Finn Valley Men's Choir, who will be singing a couple of tunes for us at the start of the night too. So it will be a real celebration of community and people getting together again, and we'll be delighted to have everyone. And there will be free tea and coffee for everyone as well.
I like the F and word. You keep using it. I love it. Free. Monica, thanks so much.
Yeah, and there's over 60 stands, so there'll be something for everyone.
All right, we'll give people a reminder closer to the time, Monica, because it's a lovely event and I think it's good for people to get along to it. Thank you.
And thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Monica Ramsey there, member of the Finn Valley Health Forum. 086 60 25,000. WhatsApps and texts to that number, or give us a call on 07491 25,000.